Now I'm going to hand it over to Shonda.
I'm right here. Hi, everyone. I'd like to thank AFSCME for welcoming me here as part of their bargaining committee for the day. I'm Chanda Prescott-Weinstein. I'm a head steward for the Santa Cruz unit of UAW Local 2865, which represents academic student employees in the University of California. I'm standing before you as a second-year grad student in the Department of Astronomy and as a representative from the Grad Student Association and the Grad Student Solidarity Network. We as graduate students want to show our solidarity with the service and clerical workers who make it possible for us to research, teach, and learn. Without the people who clean our offices and classrooms, who arrange our courses and maintain our buildings, who provide our dining services and drive our shuttles, we as grad students would not be able to provide the teaching and research that the University of California is known for worldwide. That a graduate student is speaking to this group of people is a sign of our times. Despite George Bush's seemingly anti-labor, anti-justice mandate last week, a broad coalition of workers from all sectors is swelling. From the Million Worker March last month to the many student worker coalitions that have successfully fought for higher wages at universities around the country, we are coming together and growing stronger. The grad students are here because we know that the service workers will be with us TAs when we sit down with you at the bargaining table in 2006. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to add that there will be no peace and quiet from us until there is justice.
Yeah.
Until
the
damn right.
Until the service and clerical workers have decent contracts, the graduate students will stand staunchly by their side. If that means we will not cross any picket lines, then we won't. Yeah. Return to this bargaining room again and again until a contract that meets the demands of AFSCME's bargaining team has been signed.
Thank you.
I stand before you as a black woman wondering why most of the people of color on this campus are in the lowest paid jobs, with the least access to decent health care and benefits, along with the highest rates of poverty. Additionally, many of them are women. Why is the University of California contributing to the persistent problems of institutionalized racism and sexism? This is This is outrageous, and we won't stand for it. Moreover, the University of California, as an institution committed to providing education for Californians, should be helping its employees to give their children a fair chance at admission here one day. These children and their parents deserve an equal chance, which means their parents must be able to afford decent meals, good health care, and be at home to take on doing the most important job on this earth, raising the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot end before addressing the budget crisis. The answer to this problem cannot be found in overworking our staff. The answer is not to reduce the financial aid that the most needy students rely on, and it is not to increase class sizes so that the TAs feel their job as educators is compromised. We demand that this UC bargaining team, the regents, President Dines, and the governor consider alternatives. Education is one of the most important services the state provides,
yes,
and should be last on this list for budget cuts. Next time President Dines is talking to the governor, we'd like you to ask him why taxes were cut while education suffered. And know that if the workers in the UC are treated unfairly, our services will suffer. And in the end, the teaching and research capacity of this university will shrink. Yeah. Bargaining committee, the UAW, GSA, and GSSN want you to keep up the good fight. To the UC bargaining committee, thank you for listening. La raza unida, nunca se divide.
Se puede. Se puede.
Se puede.
Se puede.
Se puede.